You are at a dinner party. People are laughing. Someone pours wine. But your eyes, they're scanning. The exit, the tone shift, the silence before someone speaks. That's not just being cautious. That's hypervigilance, the body's way of staying ready, even when there's nothing to run from. Today, on Numbness Paralysis, we are stepping into the mind of the ever-watchful, what hypervigilance feels like, why the brain clings to it, and how, gently, we can step out of the tower and into rest. I'm Olga Costa. Let's begin. What hypervigilance feels like? Living on the edge. Hypervigilance isn't just being alert. It is a constant, exhausting scan for threat, even when in safe spaces. People describe it as, "My brain is always scanning. I can't turn it off. I'm always waiting for something to go wrong. Even when I'm smiling, my body is tense." A listener, Coffee, shared this. "At work, I watch everyone's mood. If my boss sighs, I think I'm in trouble. If someone closes their laptop too fast, I brace for conflict." Another listener, Layla, told me, "I love yoga, but I still sit near the door, just in case I need to leave quickly. My body won't let me fully settle." I remember walking into cafes and picking seats with my back to the wall. Not out of preference, but out of survival. Hypervigilance keeps you prepared, but it also keeps you imprisoned. The biology of hyper-awareness. Hypervigilance is rooted in trauma biology. When the brain has learned that danger can come at any time, especially from trusted people or in familiar places, it stops trusting calm. It equates calm with vulnerability. Your amygdala, the brain's alarm bell, becomes hyperreactive, sounding alarms at every shift in mood or sound. Your hippocampus, the memory and context sorter, blurs the line between past threats and present calm. Your prefrontal cortex, the voice of logic, gets drowned out by fear. Your sympathetic nervous system is stuck in overdrive. This shows up as tense muscles, trouble sleeping, startled response to small noises, difficulty concentrating. Your body is scanning for danger to keep you safe, but it is exhausting. As Dr. Bessel van der Kolk put it, traumatized people chronically feel unsafe inside their body. But there's the hope. The brain can rewire. Neuroplasticity means your nervous system can learn safety over time and with care. Reflective SWOT, understanding the armor. Let's pause. Let's look at hypervigilance with a soft SWOT lens. Not to dismantle it, but to understand the armor. What are the strengths? It kept you aware in safety in unsafe environments. It sharpened your intuition and perception. Weakness. It drains your energy. It creates false alarms and isolates you from joy. Opportunities. It shows you where your body still anticipates harm. It invites you to explore what safety could feel like now. Threats, chronic tension, insomnia, and relational burnout. Studies show prolonged hyperarousal can lead to adrenal fatigue and immune dysregulation. The inability to rest, even when deeply needed. You are not paranoid. You are practiced at surviving. Soothing the Watcher, practical tools. We can't force safety, but we can offer signals of safety to the nervous system. Here are a few gentle practices. First, orienting exercises. Ground the amygdala with sensory input. This signals there is no threat right now. Sit somewhere still. Name 5 things you see, 4 you can touch, 3 you hear, 2 you smell, 1 you taste. Second, hand-on heart practice. Activates the vagus nerve, shifting the body into parasympathetic calm. Place your hand over your heart. Breathe slowly. Say aloud, I am safe enough to soften. Movement before stillness. trauma leaves emotion. Let your limbic system discharge survival energy before expecting stillness. Shake out your arms. March in place. Sway. Let your body release the alertness. Fourth, relationship anchors. Safe connecting co-regulates the nervous system. You don't always have to calm yourself alone. Be with someone who feels safe. Let them talk while you simply breathe. Let co-regulation soothe the inner alarm. Closing reflections. Dismounting the watchtower. You were trained by your experience to be a sentinel. But your nervous system is not broken. It's just waiting for proof that it can stand down. That proof, it starts with stillness, with breath, with someone holding your gaze and not flinching. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to come home to your body. You are allowed to believe, little by little, that not everything will hurt. If you only take one thing with you today, let it be this. Your vigilance was earned, but your rest is deserved. In our next episode, we'll talk about emotional flashbacks, those intense feelings that hit without warning and pull us into the past, what they are, and how to come back to the now. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious. If this episode made you feel seen, pass it along to someone who's always scanning the world but longs to rest. They might not know there is another way until they hear this.